Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, Lord Brahma, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki Jai. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, Lord Brahma, then began to speak to the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the hearing of Prahlad Maharaj, who stood nearby with folded hands. Text 19. But Bali Maharaj's chaste wife, affrighted and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, immediately after offered obeisances to Lord Bamandev Upendra, she folded her hands and spoke as follows. Purport. Although Lord Brahma was speaking, he had to stop for a while because Bali Maharaj's wife Bindyabali, who was very agitated and afraid, wanted to say something. So here we are going to hear from Bindyabali, the wife of Bali Maharaj. As Brahma, Lord Brahma was speaking to, praying to the Lord, in between, the wife of Bali Maharaj, she was agitated and afraid by seeing the arrest of her husband. So, read text 20. Translation. Srimati Bindyabali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics. Falsely claiming proprietorship, they think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer and annihilator of this universe? So this is a big purport. We'll read and maybe I'll speak in the middle if it is required. Bali Maharaj's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband and accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Such a claim is sign of demoniac life. Although the demigods who were official appointed by the Lord for management are attached to material enjoyment, they never claim to be proprietors of the universe. For they know that the actual proprietor of living and everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the qualification of the demigods. But the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claim the propriety of the universe for themselves through demarcation of nationalism. This part is mine and that part is yours. They say, this part I can give in charity and this part I can keep for my enjoyment. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, 13th verse. Idam adya maya labdham imam prapse manoratham. Thus far I have acquired so much money and land, now I have to add more and more. In this way I shall be creator, proprietor of everything. who can compete with me? These are all demonic conception. So here Pindhyavali, after arrested by the Varuna rope by Garuda, of course the instruction given by the Lord Bamandev to arrest Bali Maharaj by breaking his promise. Although Bali Maharaj was conquered the whole universe, the three world was under him by only one step. Within a step, the three world was taken by the Lord, and he has nothing. And the second step has taken the outer space. Whatever the outer space left over, taken by the Lord's second feet. So he has nothing to give, nothing to offer to the Lord, although he has promised. So he is breaking the promise. Although Bali Maharaj was a great devotee, but there is always a punishment if you break your promise. So Bali Maharaj cannot provide the third step, whatever he promised that he is going to give the third step. So here the Lord arrests him for breaking his promise. So we have to always remember the promise, whatever we make also. It's applying for everyone. When we take initiation, we promise our spiritual master in front of a large gathering of Vaishnavas, in front of Srila Prabhupada, in front of the fire, we promise we will chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. So these are the promises we have made. Many of us, we have taken initiation, and this is our promise. So never break the promise. This is the punishment. It shows that anyone, even a great personality, can get punished. Bhishma Dev, he was in the pierced by the arrows, lying on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So he was wondering, I haven't done anything in my lifetime. Why I have got this karma? Have I done really anything? So he's asking, wondering. He checked his life. Bhishma Dev was a great personality, a great devotee of Lord. His mind was fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can understand the past, the present and the future. So he has looked thoroughly on his life. Couldn't see anything. He can't see anything. Then, of course, he had a question in his mind. By the end of his life, he meets with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he is just inquiring the question, my Lord, I have checked thoroughly my life. Have I really created any, you know, karma that I have to be punished in this way? So the Lord is explaining, more than 100 lives ago, you have committed a small offense. What you have created? Bhishma Dev, he pierced an ant in a thorn. So he died by piercing, and he was a very small boy, so he has no idea that he was making a big mistake. Although he has done that, this is the, after 100 lifetime, he is getting thousands of arrows pierced by his beloved grandson, Arjuna. So this karma, they multiplies always. They will come one life after another, and they will be multiply. unless the proper atonement. So this is the promise. Whenever we make a promise, we have to definitely fulfill the promise. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj was offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, he was still in the darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him, but because of this long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for his inability of fulfill his promise of charity, and since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. So Bindhyavali, the wife of Bali Maharaj, is saying, forget about the property, what you have. Forget about the servants you have. Everything has to go away from you at the time of death. And what we are talking about, the body. This body we maintain from the childhood. We consider this is the wonderful body we got, and this will also go away. So this is not ours. This body is not also ours. This is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to always remember that the body is given by the Lord and it has to be maintained, and the maintainer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body given, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayase Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Lord situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstances, how could Bali Maharaj claim that the body belong to him? So the body is not ours. Bindhyavali is explaining, and Prabhupada is saying, no matter whatever we think, we have created so much wealth, so much land, so much servants, so many children, and ourselves, all we have created. But this is not ours. This is not ours. This is all will be at the end taken back by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is an example. It's a true story. A Brahmin, he was a great devotee of Lord. He was worshipping Krishna always, but his desire was getting wealth. And he was praying always, and finally Krishna said that, okay, so if you really want wealth, here you are. I'm giving you. Krishna gave him the wealth. And soon after, he becomes so proud because of his wealth. So he couldn't understand the wealth is actually given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He himself thought that he is the proprietor of everything. Whatever it is coming, he can see this is all belong to him. He considered himself. But this is not the reality. Isha vasam idam sarvam yatkin chaya jagatya jagat. Whatever it is we can see, it's all created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it has to be enjoyed by the Supreme Personality also. we are enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should not ever consider it that we are the creator or we are the enjoyer. So the Brahmin, he was so much enjoying his material life, he forgot praying to Krishna, forgot about Krishna consciousness, and later on, even he committed many offenses, misbehaving to the devotees, abusing the other living entities. Even once he killed a cow. He killed a cow, and one day Narad Muni thought that this Brahman has gone too far. He has to be delivered now. He has to be really, really reminded that he was a devotee, and now he has to be come back to, you know, Godhead. So Narad Muni appears. So he was asking, "My dear Brahman, you are such a rich man. How did you got this wealth?" He said that, "I have worked really, really hard in my life to get this wealth. And how about your servants?" "Oh, so much hard work, you know, so much hard work I have to, that's why I have to get this, you know, wealth. How about your children? Look, I have taken care nicely the children. So they have no complaint. I have no complaint in my life. I have gained so much wealth." So they were walking, you know, on the big, you know, garden. The cow was dead. He was hidden, well hidden by the branches. And, you know, Narad Muni, he was walking. He said that, "Where is the garden come from?" He said that, "I have worked throughout my whole life to get this. So this is my hard work paid off." So then Narad Muni said that, "So what about the cow? He's dead." He said that, "Unfortunately, the Supreme Personality, Krishna, has created this. This has to be die in time, so died." He didn't say that he killed the cow. So Narad Muni asked the question, "What you should not supposed to say, you are saying now. You have created this wealth, you have created these servants, and what you have done, the mistake, the great sinful activities you have created, you killed a cow, and you are saying that the cow has to die in time, that is the time the cow has died. What about you? You killed the cow." So the Brahman was looking at Narad Muni, said that, "So what should I do now?" So he said that, "If you really want to change and go home back to Godhead, this is the best opportunity. Give up everything and just take the shelter of the holy name and you will be forgiven." So this is the story and, you know, great example by, you know, Narad Muni, who delivered the Brahman. Actually, this chapter starts Bali Maharaj surrenders, and prior to this chapter, there was so much discussion between Bali Maharaj and his spiritual master. And before that, before even those chapters, the demigods were dispossessed from their position. Indra was hiding, all the demigods, they were hiding, and the asuras, the demons, headed by Bali Maharaj, taken over the heavenly planet. And Mother Aditi is lamenting in front of Maharshi Kashyap, the Prajapati, who is very powerful and a great saintly person, lamenting and crying, saying that, you know, "What should I do now?" So Kashyap, he says, he advises Aditi that, "You go do the, you know, a brata, an austerity, brother is also called an austerity which you perform, and you certainly please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The brother is called Payo brother. So very hard austerity. So she has very quickly, as soon she heard the advice from Kashyap Muni, she started doing the brata and satisfy the Lord. The Lord appears before Aditi. Aditi, she couldn't even think of a prayer. As soon she saw the Lord with four hands sitting on the back of Garuda, she immediately fell on the ground like a rod for paying an obeisances. And then she gets up and praying. And the Lord tells that, since you have prayed me, I know the reason why you are praying me. So at this moment, the demons are so powerful, they can't be conquered by the demigods. The demigod has no strength, because the Bali Maharaj and the Asuras has taken shelter of the Brahmanas. So generally that never happens. But in this case, the demons, they have taken shelter of the Brahmanas from the Bhrigu dynasty. So they are quite powerful, because wherever there is Brahmins, there is truth. So there is, you know, the Lord never conquer them. And no power can... Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. And no power can conquer them. So the Lord said that at this moment they are unconquerable. So that's why don't even try in that way. But since you have prayed me, I will be become your son, and I will execute my duty by taking care of the demons and give the all the heavenly planets to the demigods. And said to Aditi that, please do not disclose, this is very confidential, please do not disclose this matter to anyone. So she comes back to home, and Kashyap Muni, he already knows the situation by his yogic power. So he realized that Aditi got the benediction from the Lord. And then Lord Vamandev appears soon after from the womb of Aditi as forehand, conchel, holding conchel, dish, clove and lotus as Lord Vishnu or Narayan. And as soon Kashyap Muni see the Lord, he exclaimed, Jai, Jai. So the bright effulgence of the Lord shining all over the Kashyap's ashram. Then by certain prayers, Lord changes himself, his body, like a theatrical actor, how they change. At one point, they will be one kind of personality, and they will change immediately. The Lord changes himself also to a young Brahman dwarf brahmachari. And then he found out that Bali Maharaj is performing a Ashwamedh Yajna. So the Ashwamedh sacrifice, the Lord Brahman is approaching towards the sacrifice. By seeing Lord Vamandev approaching the sacrificial arena, the Brahmans of Bhrigu dynasty, those who are performing the sacrifice, they just can't believe that who is this personality? Is he the Swayam, the Agnidev himself, or he is the personality of the sun god? Who is here? Look at his personality. His bodily effulgence is taken away all the brilliance of the Bhrigu dynasty Brahmins. they were looking quite, their, you know, effulgence were faded by the effulgence, the bodily effulgence of Bamandev. He approaches the sacrificial arena, and the Bhrigu dynasty Brahmins, the great Brahmins, all they stood up, offer a seat to Bamandev, and then Bali Maharaj, praying to the Lord, coming to Lord Bamandev, cleaning his feet with water, and putting the water on his head, and praying, saying that, my dear Lord, my whole family, my whole forefathers, they have now sanctified by putting your water from the lotus feet. Now I am sanctified. My whole family is sanctified. My whole forefathers are sanctified. Now wherever you are putting your feet, in this whole world is now sanctified by your lotus feet. So Bali Maharaj is praying so nicely. He is a great devotee. That's why he knows what is the greatness of a Brahman. And then he is asking, my dear Lord, you have come for asking me something, and please ask whatever you want. And if you want a piece of house, I mean a piece of land, a house with full furnished, a cow, whatever you want, please ask me. I will give you now. So Bali Maharaj was offering to the Lord whatever he wants. Of course, we have nothing to offer to the Lord. Everything is coming from him. But Bali Maharaj become a king. He has, first thing is, he has a right to give the charity. Second thing, he doesn't know that he is the Supreme Personality is with him and asking something. So he is offering the charity, and Lord Bamandev said that, if you are pleased, first Lord Bamandev praise Bali Maharaj and his forefather Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha. He said that you are from a great family. Your kings from your dynasty, any king I have seen, I have known, they never broke a promise. Once they have, you know, promised to give someone, they definitely give that. So they never broke a promise. So I only want 3 paise of land, if you could kindly give me. So Lord Bamandev was praising, speaking so intelligently, but I heard that Lord Bamandev only wants 3 step of land. Bali Maharaj couldn't believe that. He said that, by your words, I thought that you are a very intelligent Brahman, but what you are asking me, it's really proves that you are not a very intelligent Brahman. So, if you want to change again, you can change, ask me something more. I can give you even an island, you know, one of the island you can have out of the 7 islands. So you can have one. And, you know, if someone is asking a charity to Bali Maharaj, they do not need anything in their lifetime. They are complete. They don't need anything in their lifetime. So he's offering even an island. You can take an island. I don't have any problem. So then Bamandev is saying that, my dear King Bali Maharaj, if I'm not satisfied with three pieces of land, then I will not be satisfied with a big island or, you know, anything you are giving me. I will have one island, and later on I will desire for next one. So where are my limits? I do not have any limits after that. So a Brahman taking charity only should take as much it is required for him. Shouldn't take more than it is required. We should all remember, a Brahmin should not take more than what it is required for his life. So he is asking only 3 paise of land. Then Bali Maharaj said, okay, if that's what you want, fine, I promise I will give you. As he promised and began to do the sankalpa, after a promise, in the Vedic tradition, they do a sankalpa. Sankalpa means holding water in the palm and saying that, you know, now I'm doing the sankalpa that I'm going to give you this, whatever you wish. So that's called sankalpa. As about his performing the sankalpa, Shukracharya says, what a great danger you have just, you know, did now, you are in now. You have promised to give 3 paisa of land this, you know, young Brahman. Do you know who is it? Who is he? He is Lord Vishnu. He is here to take everything from you. In one step he will take the 3 universe, the 3 world. And next step he will take the outer space. Where you get the, you know, other things, where you have the other, you know, wealth, that you will provide the, you know, third step for him. So Bali Maharaj is a great personality. He was chastising, Shukracharya was chastising Bali Maharaj for making a promise. He said that you can't give even the 3 step what you promise. Why you are making this promise? Break this promise by, you know, just chanting, you know, certain mantras. In, you know, certain mantras, you can get away from this kind of promise. So he was speaking so many things, so many instructions, which is not appropriate in order to perform a charity. So Bali Maharaj listens carefully everything from Shukracharya. Then he begins with full deliverance. There is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says regarding Bali Maharaj. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Bali Maharaj remained silent at a critical point. How could he disobey the instruction of Shukracharya, his spiritual master? It is the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaj to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as his spiritual master had advised. But Bali Maharaj was considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that after hearing from Shukracharya, he then delivered with full confidence that Shukracharya should not be considered anymore as the spiritual master. Because if Lord Vishnu is coming to take the 3 steps of land, let him take. Actually, Bali Maharaj says, this is all his, and I'm just the, you know, custodian of this, you know, all the, you know, properties, all the wealth. So then Shukracharya is cursing him and saying that, you know, you will lose everything and you will go to a lower planet. Bali Maharaj accepts that curse. So this is the great Vaishnavas. They fix their mind unto their promise. They fix their heart unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Kurukshetra battlefield was ended, Bhishmadev lying on the battlefield, and the, you know, end of the battlefield, he realizes that now I can leave my body, because he took a promise that as long the Hastinapur is not safe from the all the directions, I will not die. I will not leave this body. After winning Yudhishthira Maharaj the battle, so he realized that now everything is safe from all the 10 directions. According to the Veda, there is 10 directions, not 4 directions. So there is 10 directions. So Bhishmadeva is thinking that now I should leave my body. So his mind is fixed with Krishna. He thought that the end of my life, I wish to see Vasudev one more time, and that will be my end of the life. as he desires, Lord Krishna appears with all the Pandavas. And he asks that, my Lord, I was desiring to see you, now you are here. What a great thing that, you know, you are here now. The Hastinapur is safe from the all the directions. And now I'm thinking that I should leave my body. So Krishna asks, okay, you are leaving your body. Now, can you give your final instruction to the Pandavas? So Bhishma Dev is speaking as follows. He said that, my dear Lord, in front of you, how can I speak the, you know, instruction, Vedic instructions? You are the Vedic instruction yourself, so I can't speak anything. Then Lord Krishna is saying that you have so much experience, and please speak something so that the Pandavas can gain for their future. So first of all, he prays the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said that this is the Vasudev, who is the creator of everything. Please do not consider he is your friend only. He is your master. He is your everything. So this is the way Bhishma Dev. Of course, there is many, many, you know, knowledge he has given, but this is the beginning of his instruction, advice to the Pandavas. It looks like we run out of time. We'll end here. But in this chapter, Bali Maharaj is surrendering everything, and even he is arrested. His mind was fully fixed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he achieved a great benediction that the Lord is going to be his doorman. In the coming slokas, we'll find out further. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?